Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. We thank you all for joining us today. And we are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. And we just wanted to welcome everybody today, and we have a very special show. We are hosting Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta today. We're hosting their general meeting, and we just wanted to introduce them to you guys, to the Free Thought community, so that you'll have an idea who they are and how they'll be able to help you in your walk, and then they can introduce themselves so that you all will have an idea as to, you know, their mission and their goals and their agenda as far as what's coming up in the not-so-distant future. So we can start this off, and we would just like to welcome them for coming on our show today. We appreciate them. Let's give them some claps here. So please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim. Can everyone hear me just fine?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to our 6-month anniversary of Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta for Being in Existence. I am Andisa Thomas, and I'm the president. And we have quite a few guests here this afternoon. And I would like to welcome you, that's everyone that's in person and that's online. And I'd like to read our mission statement and along with the welcome. Our mission is to provide secular fellowship, nurture and support nonbelievers in coming out, promote atheist pride, and organize nonbelievers for charitable causes. And We just want to say that we strive to connect with other blacks who are living free of religion and irrational beliefs. Instead of accepting dogma, we seek to discern truth and morality through reason and evidence. And on that note, I would like to at least introduce and acknowledge the leadership team. Right now, what's sitting right next to me is Donnie Puck, who is our public relations director. We have Jean-Philippe Gordy, who is our science liaison. We have Mario Dorsey, who is our online administrator. And kicking off the program, we're going to start off with a motivational reading from Mario. I know y'all are familiar with him. He's been a guest host on the Black Freethinker Show quite a bit. So without further ado. Hello?
Thank you. Can you hear
me? Yes, we can hear you.
All right. I thought it was simply being away home because I figured it would be too much. Our great example, I'm going to try to say about people to think about the earth. It started in isolation, killed and affected my mind, caused me to be it felt like a desire, a fire, versus how to be bit by bit, or to release the frustrations of Be an unruly child to your parents if you're dead. In my head, the scriptures ring about living away with death from the path of the public in the army after living, killing everything. Pray the full of limiting to kill all the others and end up with God. The cosmic example of keeping the truth dead. God's idea was clear, the method not organized, the reason to make reference to you. So I found people who understood my present state, black numbers, the gathering of beings and shackles through the law of Christianity is long for any sin. Slowly at first, but the devil for finding more than time, feeding my tonight, sharpening the spirit. Every decision to push me further, Lord, off of the belief, and learn to draw the error, thinking freely being human in this world where they can't. No self appropriate in God's and free making their sin, no original sin. You never needed so much to die for you. Your life was yours when the conscience came your home. You were fine and would have been better with everyone, especially after. And that part of you. You'll find it would have been better if everyone, especially Africans, had left Christ and Muhammad alone. I let my freedom down. I feel my freedom down. And my comrades teach me the process of godlessness every day. To stand with an enemy line to speak clearly the message of being played. Grow with purpose and nation rallying across all minorities trapped in the mud. To a holy leaving Christianity, those who wanted more than 5% and those who no longer want to stuff. Gather the people in mind in different areas, show them the power of mind and mind. Be clearly the beliefs of our the reason for our non-beliefs, stand proud and leave the burning place behind. Ally with friends who understand the purpose of getting away from blessing them on home. Thank all who question their belief know full well that you are not alone.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah, new Black Free Thinkers Radio. We're definitely glad to be here. I am Dominique Huff, the Public Relations Director for the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, and we are definitely excited about this movement. We are 6 months old, and according to many of the atheist groups, many times groups do not make it past their first 3 months. So we're definitely excited to be part of this history. We are in the midst of doing our new initiative called the New Sunday Morning Project, where we'll be doing different cleanups, we'll be doing different service additions. We'll be definitely getting out there more into the Black communities out here in Metro Atlanta from South Fulton, South Cobb, Clayton County, Henry County, West Atlanta, East Atlanta, and other areas where people of color are, and to let people know that there is another alternative out there to just the dot one. So there is lots of reasons available for them to make sure that that's provided to them. And lastly, we are doing more events trying to embrace all of the people in the non-beliefs from atheists, agnostics, free thinkers, even those that question their faith. We're about to bring back recovery from religion. So we're just letting people know that we are offering services available to them. And again, Kim, thank you for this opportunity for us to be heard on the worldwide internet radio wave so people can definitely know that everybody back down here in Atlanta has lost their mind. And pretty much right now, we'll probably get into our moment of science. We'll definitely get into our moment of science by JP, who is always giving us the science word, and he's going to definitely keep us entertained.
Hello, everybody. So I'm just going to give you a recent review of an article published recently in a proceeding of National Academy of Science. And this article deals with the pro-social behavior in chimpanzees. So, to make it quick, people used to believe that it's only humans who have empathy, and this empathy is the basis for our society, because we build hospitals, we take care of others. But what we found is, what researchers found is the fact that also in other primates, these empathy exists. There is an embryo of empathy. And some people in Atlanta particularly, they show recently that some rhesus monkeys can have these pro-social behavior. But for the chimpanzee, which is our closest cousin, when chimpanzee in captivity, they could easily find this pro-social behavior, but not in the wide chimpanzee. And this was like an equation. And lots of people were like saying, it means that we don't have anything to do with chimpanzee. We are not common. We are so different. It might be a broad step, but a recent study published in PNAS just showing that it was a bias because of the technique. And using a simple experiment with some token and a reward with a food, with chimps that were in captivity. So those researchers from Atlanta at Emory University, they were able to show that those chimpanzees who are in wildlife, they could also have this natural pro-social behavior. So being nice, having empathy, has nothing related directly with religion. It's in our nature, and we share that with a lot of our cousins in the planet world. So don't be afraid to say you're black and proud, yes. And don't be afraid to say that you are friendly. You are cousin to the chimpanzee, and it has nothing bad to do because they also have this embryo of empathy, which was one of the most important steps to our human civilization.
Thank you very much, JP, for that moment of science. Can you still hear us?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and at this time, there's some technical work being worked on, but I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to sing a selection now. I hope you enjoy it. I will be singing Love Will Find a Way by Lionel Richie. It's one of my favorite songs by him, very positive and inspirational, without any indoctrination of belief in it, in the universal message. Can you hear the music just fine?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you know the words. If you'd like a copy of the lyrics, please let me know and feel free to sing along. Are you feeling down and lonely? Feeling like you can't go on? Just remember, love will find a way. Tell me, are you going through changes? Time seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely, and no one seemed to care. But if your hopes for your tomorrow are drowning in your sorrow, know your heart will show you the way. Don't be afraid to clap along. Don't be afraid to sing along. That goes to you in the online audience. Yes, we do know love will find a way. Doesn't matter what you're going through.
Are you trying to find a beginning? Something just to hold on to? Always know that love will find a way. Is it hard, this life you're living? Does the world seem so unkind? Don't you worry, love will find a way. Some say we lost our way. Some say the world has gone astray. But if you know where you're going, there's nothing you can't do. The problems will come, and they will leave you. The world will try to deceive you, but the truth will always be in your soul.
Everybody give them that beat a round of applause. That was a great song. I got so caught up. I want to end. Everybody's waiting me down to say keep it going. Can we get another one? back to the business at hand. I mean, we are celebrating our 6th anniversary. I mean, that just deserves another round of applause. Everybody give yourselves a round of hands. Like we've seen a lot of faces that have been 6 months. Yeah. Now that we've had our moment of silence, that love will find a way. That's when we introduce our members. And today we'll really get down to just pretty much telling people where we're at, the state of the organization. I mean, we're looking at, come January, we'll be looking at our first year anniversary. So, of course, we're going to have to do it big in the way that we always done it. We celebrated Atheist Solidarity Day, where we did different things to raise atheist solidarity awareness here in Metro Atlanta, including the rally here at the state capitol. We did a live broadcast, a live remote on some of the local shows out here, and that did get us lots of exposure. Even the mainstream media with CBS Atlanta and WSB Radio hit the story up. In addition, we did a Rapture Day event, which got us our first coverage in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, back in the month of May, which was led off by some of our former members. We definitely give them kudos as well. We're definitely been receiving lots of invites, lots of things where people want to work with us, including the Florida Atheist and Secular Humanist, the Dominican Atheist and Secular Humanist group. American Atheists came up here to meet with us. They gave us lots of consulting, lots of advice. They're trying to work with us and become an affiliate with them. We're also in the midst of working with Black Atheists of America. And they're looking forward to coming to some of our meetings and speaking with us and definitely seeing how we can continue to work together. Other shows that we have been featured on has been featured The Critical Eye, WRFG 89.3 Radio in Atlanta, and, of course, the Black Freethinkers Blog Talk Radio shows, which the founder and one of our authors has been regular guest host on. Jeremiah Kamara of Holy Lockdown came to us in the month April as a guest speaker, which definitely brought us out a big crowd where he pretty much coined the term that the conscience is not necessarily the conscience. And that's something that kind of goes very appropriate. And in the midst of a lot of stuff that we've been dealing with, there is, anytime you start a movement, there's lots of people that have things to say. We are aware of certain shows, certain blogs, certain articles that have been written. I'm not going to give them any coverage or any press by mentioning them by name. But this is telling us that one thing that we pride ourselves on, that we're not a debate society. This is not an argumentative group. We are a group that welcomes people. Doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, rich or poor, liberal or Democrat, liberal or conservative, Republican, whatever you call yourself. Everybody has a seat here in the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, whether you are pro-black or even anti-black. There are some black folks that hate black folks, but no, they have a seat here as well, too. And the thing is, we tell people, we know that we recognize that in the midst of diversity, there's diversity among our own people. And this is stuff that I mentioned, that we know that we come from all walks of life, and that represents everybody up in this room. We have people who are they're of the French persuasion, the Jamaican persuasion up in our group. We have people there from rural Georgia, people there from the inner cities here in Georgia. So no matter what, that's here in our organization. We tell these people that have so much stuff to say about us, so much stuff that really get mad at the organization is, what are you guys doing? I mean, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, and neither are you, as the AVGL would say. But we're doing service projects. We're out here trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to make a difference. But however, we're only one organization, and we know that we can't be everywhere. And there's enough work, there's enough room for everybody. So if you think there's something that we're not doing, if you think there's something that should be done, we encourage our members to step up to the plate and propose things, which that's what we have done. And we encourage these other groups to have things to say. What are your groups doing? We go just beyond the meetups. We just don't have this place where we come, have drinks, we talk about the issues, and then we all go home. We're doing work outside of here. We've had late-night conversations with one another, our Facebook group, the Black Non-Leaders of Atlanta. If you have not joined the group, please, by all means, join it. Our group has been told that we are one of the calmest groups online when it comes to Black Non-Leaders and Black Agents compared to some other groups that I dare not mention, to where we know that sometimes we do get a little heated, but we all know that we have a drama-free zone. We know after a while, once it becomes too personal, we tell people, hey, take that to the inbox, or we kill the thread altogether. And to this date, we only have to kill four threads, and the group has been around since January. So we're definitely proud of ourselves, and people who want to come and argue have found that there's no place for that here. And other than that, I'm just getting very excited of what things are about to come. I mean, speaker series are being worked on. More partnerships are being worked on. We're thinking about trying to get the leaders of other groups together. We're trying to look at different places to take the groups, take the meetings. We also, I forgot to mention, we do social events as well. We know everything is not so damn serious. We know that we have gone to Dave and Buster's. We have gone to pool games. We're looking at trying to go to sporting events. We have members got together. We had movie nights where that started out with just a few members, and where that became a group process, and where we know that we got to get out the house sometimes, especially when you get tired of hanging around your theist friends. You get tired to bless you, and God bless you, and God will make a way. You know, we recognize those. That's where they're at. But sometimes you just don't want to hear that when you're out and about. So we pride ourselves on building more social events. We're looking at trying to do trips in the near future. We tried to go to the beach, but they got rained out the other day. So that's Madam President's baby violence going to the beach down there in Clayton County. But I heard it was a drive-by shooting at the beach, but I won't go there. So that's just what I was told. That's what we're trying to do. We're looking at having a Thanksgiving dinner down the road, trying to do something around the holiday time for those that don't have a place to go. That you know everybody's going to be out in the proclamation and stuff. We're trying to come up with a little safe haven event. We're trying to do our old school house party where we can get down and show that we enjoy life, that we enjoy being entertained, and that most important, that we can get out and just be joyous about life. So that's pretty much in a roundabout way, without me being overly long-winded, the state of Black Non-Believers of Atlanta.
Thank you very much, Dominique. I just want to check in with Kim and online audience to see if they can hear us just fine.
Yes, you're coming through great.
Okay, great, thank you. One thing I'd like to say before we get into the next portion of the meeting is that I am very proud of what we have built here. We saw a need, and Virtual will always be thankful for what, you know, the vision that we came up with, you know, as far as seeing if there was a need for this type of organization in Atlanta, to where we know that there's more non-believers out here in the state and all over, and we want people to know that we are here and that we care. We do support each other quite a bit. Not just mentally and emotionally. We have helped out a few of our members financially. You know, we try to do what we can. If we know that someone is in a bind or is in some sort of trouble, we try to do what we can. Or even if we can't help financially, we will try to point those in the direction of the resources that are needed. And also, too, we encourage our members to not just be a member of our group. There are other free thought groups in the area, and like Dominique said, we are looking to collaborate with them. And so one of the things that we're not bound, no one here is bound to just be in a way. You're not a traitor if you decide you want to join the Atlanta Free Thought Society or the Fellowship of Reason, which is another group that we have presented with and worked with. We'd also like to acknowledge Ken Lucanan from American Atheists, who will be they will be hosting their regional meeting in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, in December. And we encourage as many people as possible to attend these other meetings and groups, because it is important that we do come out and we show our faith, and that, you know, that we're not unapproachable, we're not untouchable. We are tangible just like everyone else. And so on that note, I would like to go around the room. We do have another one of our officers here, Morgan Dexter, who just came in. He's our social events coordinator. And if anyone would like to introduce themselves into the microphone, there's quite a few of us here in attendance. And if anyone would like to say a few words, now is the time. Please be our guest. Mm-hmm. Anyone? Please.
Most of y'all follow me on Facebook. My name is Aaron, a.k.a. Andy Heron. I was a Christian maybe 25 years of my life. Hated strong into it. Last summer, after this list, paying attention to everything around me, social, literature, history, science, I just came to the conclusion that, you know, there's no higher being, and the atheist is the same. Right now, I'm currently studying and practicing humanism, so that's pretty much it.
All right. Does anyone else want to come up and probably introduce themselves?
Yes, Morgan Dexter here. I just wanted to say a quick hello to everybody. Thank you all for showing up. Kudos to Mandy and Benjamin Bristol for what they started. It's really been great. I think Atlanta needed this in the community for a really long time, and I was quite shocked when I found out this is the only group that's been like a non-believer group, especially an atheist group for black people in the city of black people, which is Atlanta. Again, I want to give congratulations to you guys for what you started. I'm happy to be part of it, and we're just going to keep it rolling until 2011 and beyond. Or 2012 and beyond. We're in 2011.
Awesome. Yes, yeah, but you can hear us. Can you still hear us in the audience?
We can hear you and Dom very well. It's everyone else that sounds a little distant.
Okay.
How is it?
We're going to now. Mario is going to recite his poem. Re-recite his poem because it couldn't be heard last time. We apologize for that. But at this time, he'll recite his poem.
Can you hear me on there?
Yes.
Okay. The title is The Being Away Poem. It started in isolation, held in the back of my mind, calling for a reason to emerge. It felt like a desire, a fire burning, sipping out bit by bit, but a rapidly growing urge. To release the frustrations of the confusions of the scriptures that I read, be an unruly child to your parents and you could end up dead. In my head, the scriptures rang about leaving the wake of death in the path of the righteous enemy, after killing every living thing. Take the spoil. The women can be your slaves. Kill all else as commanded by the loving God. The cosmic example of keeping his children in check by not sparing the rod. The idea was clear, the method not organized. The reasons lacked effort and fuel. So I found people who understood my present state. Black non-believers were preparing for the duel. The gathering of beings unshackled to the wall of Christianity, Islam, or any religion. Slowly at first, but the purpose defined it more in time. Many minds united in sharpening the vision. Every decision to push it further wrote off of the belief of learning through trial and error, leads to freely being human in this world we are in. No self-procreating gods impregnating married women, no original sin. You never needed someone to die for you. Your life was yours from the moment consciousness became your own. You were fine. It would have been better if everyone, especially Africans, had left Christ and Muhammad alone. I feel my freedom down to the bone. My comrades teach me the product of godlessness every day. To stand within enemy lines and speak clearly the message of being away. Grow with purpose, the name a rallying cry to all minorities trapped in the muck. To the holy leaving Christianity, those who wanted more than 5% and those who no longer wanted to be stuck. Gather the people, bring their minds into an area southern the power of an unanchored mind. Speak clearly the reasons of our non-belief. Stand proud and leave the burning bushes behind. Ally with friends who understand the purpose of being away emblazoned in my tone, letting all who question your belief know full well that you are not alone.
Excellent.
Thank you again for that poem, Mario. As always, your poems are very inspirational and motivational. I mean, we love your poems. I mean, you take it to the next level, and it shows that we can be separate and still have talent. That's one of the things that we definitely have to give you a big kudos for. Does any of the other members in the audience want to come up to the microphone and speak, tell who you are? Aaron, we want to get you back up here one more time so they can hear you again. Just want to try something different down. That way we can make sure we got on our end, want to make sure they can get on their end up there in Chi-Town. Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Cheney, a.k.a. the Anti-Hero.
Well, how y'all doing? Like I was saying earlier, I've been atheist now for a year. I was a Christian, 25 years strong. After basically just succumbing to reason, logic, science, literature, history, came up with my own conclusion last year that there was no God, and I've been a non-believer ever since.
Thank you, Aaron. Any other members? Your chance to come up here and be heard. We got Mr. Jerome Sendel, one of our authors in the meeting.
I'm Jerome Sendel, author of The Corruption of the Redeemer. I just want to say it's, you know, nice to be around other black non-believers, because throughout my life, having been raised in the church and, you know, indoctrinated into Christianity, you know, I always had questions about things. Nobody could ever answer them. All they just say is believe and this is the way and, you know, you'll go to hell if you question anything. And, you know, as I grew older, I saw that defied reason, that people are just brainwashed Negroes, worshiping things that don't exist, that can't be proven. And, you know, they're too afraid to step aside. And then when you talk to a lot of them, you see that in their heart they want to join you and, you know, say, no, that's fake, I'm not going to believe it, but they're just too scared to fear that if they, you know, don't step, you know, get in line with everyone else, they'll go to suffer eternal damnation in this mythical hot place called hell. And so it's nice to be around a lot of black folks, you know, other black folks who are like that, who think like me, and, you know, have that strength, that inner fortitude to step aside and, you know, do what they want, think for themselves instead of having people tell them how to believe. And if you want to purchase my book, go to Amazon.com, The Corrupted of the Redeemer.
Yes. Mr. Sundo with The Corrupting of the Redeemer. Definitely go out there and buy his book. Definitely support the entrepreneurs and business owners that we have up in the midst. There's more people in the community. You realize that do have a business, and we have to make sure that we are engaged in economic activity and development. That even goes for our intellectuals in our community. We have lots of people that have specialized and advanced degrees. They're definitely coming back here sharing the knowledge, sharing the reason with us. Now, that's on our agenda. We already talked about the upcoming projects and stuff. We also gave Mr. Benjamin Burchall a kudos for his work in getting the organization started. I also want to thank Ms. Sharon Paget. She was the original officer of the group as well, but she had to step aside because she had some other projects and ventures that she wanted to spend more time and energy on. So we definitely don't want to forget the work that she put in here as well, too. There's a lot of them get put in, long and hard hours, especially even up at the Mendez's house. Earlier this year, we was talking about planning and getting things up and running and up off the ground. So we gave Ben kudos, we gave Sharon kudos, talked about Jeremiah Camp-Mira when he came out. We also talked about some other projects that we are doing. Recovery Program Legislation will start again. That's involved many people who are asking about that group. That group will be an anonymous group to where you can come out there if you're really having questions of your faith, you really need somebody to usher you out of religion, you got a lot of questions, and you've been damaged by religion. this is your chance to come out here and to get the help and support that you need. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to down you. And that, even though that Recovery from Religion has its own organization that we're sponsoring, the group is kind of acting the way we're sponsoring. The group is still kind of independent of the organization. So even when you come out to Recovery from Religion, that does not necessarily make you a member of our organization unless you choose to move forward. Then, of course, we'll welcome you with open arms over here on this side as well. I want to give a big shout out to some other people in the audience. I want to put people on the spot. We've got lots of talent, lots of great people in this room. I want to start out with Miss Melanie Mitchell, country from North Carolina. She comes out here all the time to support us either down here in the Atlanta area. She definitely came out. I want to give Mr. Tim Chambers, coming from Sandy Springs, a big kudos. And Tim puts some great quotes on his profile every day. I mean, he put one up there today. I forgot what it was, but he was responding to somebody's question. He said, "Hey, I think I got another status posting." So he every time he puts those things up there, you all have him get like 100, 200 postings on his profile. Tim, you want to share one of some of your postings?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will share a poem as well. It was basically inspired by and what it says is called Reasonable Life, okay? The tears came unabated. Without shame they came to express joy, sadness, hope, and pain. From between the thighs of heaven we spring to live life, to die death, to whatever fate may bring. Staring into the face of truth day after day, only not to see it, then we turn away. We search in man-made houses made of stone for man-made sins for which to atone. Fleeing from the burden of decision to hide amongst the cults of religion. Enslaved in our minds to that we fear, we learn to listen but never to hear. Let others decide the measure of our sin, for it dwells not outward but rather within. A myth lost is knowledge acquired, unbound truth intelligently desired. The thoughts of the swarm shall hold its sway, but the singular mind will have its say. To elevate the sight above tradition, reason demands one's own volition.
Everybody give a big round of applause. I definitely want to check out our website at blacknonbelievers.org. That's blacknonbelievers.org for those of you all who are listening to us live right now. Definitely check out the website. There's ways how you can get involved. And that way you can learn more about the organization and the stuff that we are doing. And we do, as we said before, we do give kudos and props to other groups as well that are out here doing the Metro Atlanta area. We know there's no competition. We know there's a lot of work to be done out here, and we're going to do our part because we're already down here in the Bible Belt. So we already know that this is an uphill battle, and I want to thank everybody who is taking the courage to join the groups, who want to wear the buttons out now. We do got our buttons in now. We are working on Black Number Libra of Atlanta T-shirts. We're looking at bumper stickers. We're looking at different more ways of how we can get this message out there to where people know that there is something for them, and we're being visible, and we're telling people, know, hey, come up and talk to us. We're not baby eaters. We're not going to be arguing. No, we're not going to be standoffish. You know, you'll be amazed of some of the main people that you probably talk to every day that's a non-believer. One thing that I do want to put out here, and I know the fellas, especially from last month, were definitely a co-sign on this. Ladies, we are. Last month, we had what they say, the sausage convention in there, the sausage fest, and certain people said they were going to bring the women out, but they came empty-handed. So we want to know, women, you know, you are welcome here, too. I mean, the group was started by a woman. The group was also started by a gay black man, Mr. Benjamin Birchall. So all the allegations people say about us are, once again, false. So, ladies, you are welcome here. We do got two women in the room this time. We got Melanie and Mindy. So we want to see more of you all out there. We see you all in the Facebook group. We see you all in the meetup group. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy. But just come on out here and participate in the activities. And we're trying to figure out what can we do to get more women involved with it. And Mario's agreed to have a makeup party at his house. You know, he's going to get the Mary Kay products out there and he'll try to do different things. So what do you think, Mandy?
Yes, I do agree that we do need more female presence. And we understand that things come up. There are other engagements that people have. There are a lot of us that have children. I have three of my own. So that is definitely understandable. And we understand that not everyone will be able to make it out to everything that we hope.
which is the reason why we try to host as many events as possible so that we can be more well-rounded, we can get as many people out as possible. And sometimes, you know, general meeting is one of our more, I wouldn't say popular, but definitely one of our feature events. So that is one of, we draw our largest crowd at those, but, you know, just in case someone can't make it out to general meeting or we just want to have some fun, you know, we definitely, like Dom said, we want to try some fun stuff. So, you know, we're just being on the lookout for our calendar. We post every month what we're doing. We're going to also be, hold on, let me go to another microphone. I don't think I can hear you very well. Okay, can y'all hear me better now? Yes. Okay, thank you. In addition to our community service project, we will be continuing our social events as well. So we're gonna keep plugging away, and we will be here until, like I said, till whenever. So yes, yes, and I think our presence is important. I will continue to speak out and stand out because, from speaking with other females, it is a little more difficult, and I understand that, you know, because of the interaction that we have, you know, with our BS friends and some of the other, you know, we have to be worried about our children at times. And I also want to acknowledge Amy Monsky from Camp Quest. There is a secular camp that's going to be taking place the weekend of October 1st. That Saturday and Sunday, and it's a chance for children to interact with other secular families, and it's a good way, especially in the South, to get to know other people who are not as religious as some others. So, again, we are interacting with other groups. We want to make sure that our presence is known. We're not the group that is isolated. We're not an isolated type of group. You know, we are engaging, and we're showing that we are out. So, I just got a question when we're coming back, when we're going to Birmingham. that might be soon. So on that note, I would like to start the question and answer session from the online audience. If there are any callers that are in queue that would like to ask us some questions, we are more than happy to answer them at this time. Kim, are you ready for that? Can she hear us? Can
we hear you? Doing a sound check. Can you still hear us?
Okay.
And don't be shy, folks. If you do got questions and stuff, we are more than happy. We've got comments, concerns, recommendations, and suggestions. We are here. Just we're over here now looking at the message board and stuff. So it's still And while we're waiting, someone won't have dead air. Another thing, too, that I want to do, definitely put out there, that we are from a different situation. So if you have kids, if you have multiple jobs, if you are a college student, you have a non-traditional schedule, we definitely do try to accommodate as many things as we can. We do schedule events. So, we're starting to think about doing late-night events or early morning events. So we also, thanks to the motivation that we got when we had our second student movement here earlier this year, we brought some of the kids from the different college camps, the UGA, just came and talked with us. We're definitely going out to UGA to definitely work with them, so we're definitely trying to encourage more students on campus who are secular humanists, who are atheists, who are non-believers, to definitely come on out and get involved and get engaged with them. We do know that there are many religious groups on these college campuses from all the organizations, not just Christianity, so we want to add a little balance to that mix, so we're definitely planning on doing some outreach to our students as well. on the local college campus, such as Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, Spelman, Georgia State, Kennesaw State. So we're definitely trying to get those connections established. So if you are a college student that's listening to us, we know that school has just started back up, definitely contact us at our website, blacknonbelievers.org. That's blacknonbelievers.org. And, Mandeep, do we have any questions thus far?
We had one that was just asked by Terry Shedd. Hello, Terry. And I answered it in the chat room, but just to repeat and reiterate, BNOA was founded by Benjamin Burchill and myself. He asked what happened or what – I'm sorry. The question was who originally started BNOA and what happened. And what happened was that we experienced what a lot of Black atheists tend to experience when we attend predominantly white groups. One of the questions that we get is, or that one of the statements that we hear is that I've never seen a Black atheist. You know, we get the whole, you know, the treatment out. And then some of them, they seem to be so nervous that they don't know what to say to us, you know, almost as if we're kind of different. And I think almost all of us have kind of experienced that. And it's a little discomforting, you know, for one. And then when you speak on the experiences that we have as Black atheists with Christian friends and family members, there is a level of misunderstanding that seems to take place. And it's not, I don't think it's intentional, but that nonetheless, you know, we still have to contend with. And we recognize that, you know, this is probably one of the reasons, in addition to the issues of religion in our communities, why more of us don't come out and that we don't speak up. So we decided, we said, you know, it's time that we form a group here for more of us to express ourselves and also to become involved within the movement.
Excellent. And there was another question. Ivory Patterson wanted to know basically how you all met up and how is it possible to find so many Black non-believers in one particular area. And then she had a follow-up question for that as well.
Can I answer that? No, I'm
wondering,
does anyone else
want
to answer that?
Anybody else
want
to take the mic?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to let the door see that. This is all about how do we find so many Black non-believers in the Atlanta area, especially how we got our numbers up. This was by Albert Patterson, Alabama.
It basically came together. I came after it already formed, and I ran into a good friend of mine, Gia Whitehead, who had already met. And these, I think, on made up, was it?
Yeah.
And, yeah. And from there, I got pulled into it. And then other people started putting up in it. And the numbers started building. Our numbers skyrocketed after a certain controversy that happened. Well, I know we discussed that. Sometimes you can beat that down. But, you know, our numbers certainly that the And, you know, other people just putting the word out. And us becoming a little bit more visible as time goes on. You know, time has been very good as it crosses this threshold. And so with more activities and more visibility, you know, our group becomes more viable and more sustainable. And so slowly, you know, people gravitate towards us. That affects most of our past, maybe a little bit more than a lot of membership, but not even in Atlanta. Our Facebook group has people from all over the country, not just one particular race or one group, but it's all over. So it just pretty much happened by people just, I don't know, spreading the word, common sense, or other people all over. You know, and Kim's Black Freethinkers show has really helped us improve our numbers as well. It's really helped us explain our message and get it on out there. Mandy's is our interview with different atheist show stuff that's really brought our name out there a lot further and everything. But it's not so much about improving our name so much as letting other people, especially other minorities, know that it's okay to not believe the social construct. It's a religious change that all of us grew up believing. And now we have a choice, not a generation of us on the other side of us. Also have the choice as well. So,
excellent. Excellent. Very good. Very good. We have another question from the room. Terry Shedd, he says, do you get a lot of flack for singling out Atlanta versus Georgia? And do you think that will help or hurt your cause?
I'll let Mandisa answer that one.
Okay. And I know I
hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I think they may have lost their connection. Yes, they lost the connection. We'll wait for them to dial back in. But, you know, they've been doing a fantastic job. Just to kind of give you all a little bit more of an introduction here, the welcome and mission statement was basically brought to us by Mandisa. Mario Dorsey gave us the motivational reading. The song that Mandisa sang was Love Will Find a Way by Lionel Richie. And Jean-Philippe Guardin, he gave us the moment of science. And so they've been able to kind of give us some updates as to the introduction of their members, the history of BNOA, their past projects, different shows that they've interviewed on, their mission, and basically upcoming projects. And they plan to be more mobile, which means they'll be coming to cities throughout the Southeast, the South, and possibly up a little bit further. But they're just trying to introduce themselves and their group to just different people in other cities. You don't necessarily have to live in Atlanta to be a part of Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. And they're trying to convey that message to let everyone know that they are very welcoming and that they appreciate the support. And they're a young organization. They've only been around 5-6 months now, and they're growing exponentially. They've been doing an absolute fantastic job. So, you know, as they go forth, you know, they just wanted to reach out to everyone and let you all know that they appreciate your support and that you don't have to live in Atlanta. You can still be part of their group on Facebook. They also have a page that you can like. And in addition to that, if you wanted to join and be a part of their organization, they also extend that to everyone as well, because I believe that in the future that they will be, you know, extending that and have different organizations or different satellite offices in different cities so that, you know, people, they'll be able to interact. So they have a lot of future upcoming events and, you know, plans. So, you know, I just want to get out there and make sure that we support them, because they've definitely supported us as time has gone by. And they've been absolutely fantastic. You all have heard Mandisa, as well as Mario, guest host the show on several occasions. And they have been absolutely, like I said, fantastic, and we do appreciate them, and they know that. And so today they introduced quite a few of the other members. You had Morgan Dexter there. He said a few words. You had Aaron Chaney, and just several people from their organization that wanted to introduce themselves and let you all know that, again, you're not alone, as Mario so eloquently stated. You're not alone. There are a lot of people out here that, you know, they're out here with you. And, you know, we may not all agree 100% on everything, but there are some commonalities that we do share. So, you know, reach out, say a few words. You can find them on Facebook. And let me see, they have the group on Facebook, the page on Facebook, Mandisa Thomas. You know, you can try to friend her on Facebook as well. Very very friendly, very personable. And, you know, so, yes, you know, reach out. And let's see here. I think they are trying to call back in, but I don't see them yet. But that's okay. And there are some questions here. Is this really a black thing, or is it labeled black, but in reality, it's controlled by humanist Jews? Huh, that's an interesting question from Original Genetics. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking there, Original Genetics, but these are just groups, just humanist groups, and for me in particular, because I'll answer for myself, and Mandisa and her group can answer for them. Basically, I put the adjective black in front of the free thinkers so that other, you know, blacks can find us, but it's just free thinkers for the most part, and, you know, I just want us to have a place to congregate. I tried to make it easy for other minorities to be able to find us. But, no, we're not controlled by any other entity. We are, you know, a standalone entity. So I hope I answered your question there. And interesting conversation in the chat room here. And, yeah, so basically, you know, it's been great working with them. They've been fantastic. So this podcast definitely will be available later. You all will be able to listen to this a little bit later. Within the next 2 weeks, I'll be moving all of the broadcasts over to iTunes. So you'll also be able to enjoy it on iTunes as well. And, you know, we've just been having, you know, a great time working with you guys, and we appreciate the support. And, you know, it's been fantastic, and it's getting better, and as time goes on, we, you know, expect to do bigger, better things. We have a couple of callers with their hands up. Area code 267, you are on the line, 267.
Yeah, that's us right here. We had to call from a different phone, so we had a little technical difficulty. So that's us down here in Atlanta, the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta.
Excellent.
So the call had dropped, so we used one of the members' phones, so that we tried to get back into the queue. So we definitely got a strong signal now, so can you all still hear us?
Clear, very clear.
Very clear. Okay.
Well, we had an interesting question posed by Original Genetics, and I've answered it on my behalf, but basically I'll give you all the opportunity to answer his question as well. And basically he was asking, in regards to our group, is this really a black thing, or is it labeled black, but in reality is controlled by humanist Jews? And for my answer, I answered him and I stated that I put the word adjective black in front of free thinkers so that other blacks, other minorities can find us. But we're just free thinkers. It's inclusive. And we are a standalone entity. But I wanted to give you all an opportunity to address that as well.
Yes. I guess I'll tackle that. I don't try not to cut because I'm not sure. But the black thing, that question has came up before, especially from some of our counterparts in why black non-believers of Atlanta, why not just non-believers of Atlanta? And when there was a search done, there was no group that really, A, met in our community, B, that really had any of us as officers, not saying that we're trying to resegregate ourselves, but we know that because of the heavy indoctrination, the heavy proclamation that's going on in our neighborhoods, in our communities, we had to have a group that, A, wasn't scared to come to the hoods, even though we got some members in our group that won't come nowhere near South by 20, but it's a whole separate conversation to sell. So we're coming out here, being seen, being visible, going to the places, letting people know that, yes, there is a place over here for you. Yes, there is another way of thinking. There is another alternative but let people know that they do have options. And when they have their problems, one thing that the theater do have to recognize, I will give them credit on this, they have no problems going out there on the ground, knocking on doors, talking to people every chance they get, trying to push the message of their God with whoever, whatever that is. And we got to start doing more of that in our organization, start being not afraid to hand out our brochures, not being afraid to go knock on some doors, to be out there to minister to somebody, quote-unquote, and I use that loosely, at a bus stop or when you're in the grocery store, where we got to stop being afraid and stop trying to play keep away with the truth. And that's one thing that I noticed some of these other groups do, to where they're kind of would be so isolationist, to where you don't know that they exist, or their message boards are not even active at all. So we're trying to make sure that everything that we do is active. And that's one thing that we saw, there was a big need, kind of like supply and demand. We just saw that there really wasn't a group, as mentioned earlier, that wasn't really targeting the minorities and people of colors, that wasn't set up in certain sides of town. So we kind of saw that was a gap that we had to go ahead and fill in. We got pretty much answered that pretty
And also, too, our group, we network with other organizations. We are, if you want to put it, we are Black-run. It was Black-founded. And at this point, it is still in our hands. So whether or not there's anyone else that is behind us, this is what you see is what you get. We are here. And again, no, we are not afraid to work with other groups, because this is, if they don't know what we have to deal with, then if they won't know, sometimes they don't know unless we tell them. So, and this is why we're here. So, but no, this is it. This is what you see. We are supported largely, basically, by our own. And whether or not, and anyone who wants to support and help us is more than welcome.
Anybody
exactly.
else? Marge, do you want to answer that? So we're available for more questions or whatnot, which I had to mention we wasn't controversial with that response, but I think we pretty much hit the nail on the head, and I see that Mendisa's in the chat room now trying to find some more response.
Exactly. Terry Shedd posted another question. He says, what makes your organization different from other Black atheist organizations?
I think our organization is different in that.
Speak up a little bit.
Outside of Facebook, I feel like a common thread.
that we all have. You know, everyone has the common belief of sharing knowledge and coming together to completely get the word out there, like I was saying earlier, about non-belief and anti-religion, and maybe not so much anti, but it's just at least bringing people away from religion, not through conversion, but simply through being who we are by presenting ourselves as humans like we all are, but without the necessary baggage of religion. You know, it's not about trying to be anything other than what we are. You're a human being. But it's also about trying to let other people know that you don't have to hold to these ancient ideals that no one really lives by anyway. They speak about them on the surface, but they don't really hold to them when it comes down to it. So that's our whole thing. I don't know how much better I can answer it than that.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I mean, you've answered the question, and, you know, they have follow-ups. They can, you know, post them. And we have a question from Shantae Lee. How do you handle working in a religious environment? On one hand, I don't play along. On the other hand, I don't come out the closet. How do I function without feeling phony?
we expect a certain amount of people to be cautious about coming out. I mean, there are some people whose entire family, their entire social atmosphere that they live in is dominated by religion. You know, there are some people within our group who do not, who have alternate profiles specifically because they would experience some backlash from friends and probably at the job professionally from coming out. So we understand that. I mean, we understand that it is a controversial position to be in. We encourage people to be truthful to themselves. Those people who can come out, we hope that they can. We hope that they do. We hope that they speak about it and acknowledge it and let it be known that they are non-believers. But if you cannot, I don't want you to risk your family or even risk your job to speak about it. You know, it's pretty much the discretion is up to you as to how vocal you want to be about your own beliefs and your non-belief.
Excellent, excellent. And Ivory Patterson posted a question, and she said, this is for the people who are married and or involved. Are your current spouses or mates atheists as well? If not, is this a hindrance for the progression of your relationship?
I think Mandy should answer that one better.
What was the question again? Oh, if our spouse is an atheist?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband is a non-believer. So, but fortunately, I do not have the problem of having a theist spouse or a significant other. So I can say I'm one of the lucky ones in that area. I know that there are some in our community or within this organization that are not so lucky. And was there a question of whether or how do you deal with that?
Yes. How does it affect the progression of the relationship? So if you have someone there that, let's say, they are dating a theist or they're married to a theist, how do they find balance in their relationship? How are they able to move on in their relationship without the differing religious views or non-religious views having a negative impact on the relationship?
I would say the best way to combat that would just be to focus on, the common ground within the relationship. And it does depend on how long the couple has been together, and also where the individuals are in their point of view. And it's like, say, for example, if they both started out as Christian and one transitioned into being a non-believer or an atheist, then and if they see their relationship still growing, then I think the best thing to do would just be to focus on everything else that they kind of have in common. Because unfortunately, I cannot be optimistic about the two agreeing on different ideologies when it comes to either religion or not believing. So especially if you have children, you know, if you have other common interests, that would be the best way to keep your relationship growing and progressing. And also, even in dealing with relationships, people have to realize that just because couple is a unit, it doesn't mean that you still can't be individuals. Just because one believes something, it doesn't mean the other person has to believe it. Individuality, even in relationships, still has to be respected. And I think that's where a lot of couples go wrong. I can't say I'm a relationship expert. You know, I've been in my relationship for 15 years, so I think I can speak on this, but if the two individuals have that understanding and at least being open-minded, then the relationship can still progress. But it just really depends on where you are.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, it really does. It really depends on where you are and the maturity of the individuals, as well as, you know, the stability and maturity of the relationship. In some cases, it can work. In many cases, from my experience and from what I've seen, not so much, not without a lot of tension, a lot of issues that, you know, definitely need to be worked out. And there were a couple of other questions. Let's see here. This one, Terry again. He said, how effective is many small groups with the same idea?
How effective are small groups with the same idea? And I would just say pretty much, like we said earlier, it's just all about building the monument, building the movement to where getting people where you're at, where on your side of town, around you, at your job, your college campus, your neighborhood, your community, just like we have many business organizations, we have many political groups. So it's just about getting more people involved to where people are starting to really exercise and practice their non-belief. The second thing I would say to that is ultimately is just when you get your group going, when you see the dear niche market that you're trying to serve, be willing to try to work with others and try to reach your hand out and try to even go to other people's events. Like we have gone to events that were not hosted or sponsored by us that other groups had just to show support and solidarity to where I know in there was a North Carolina Rapture Party that BNOA provides some beverages for, and some of the members went there and took a trip to show support for that group. So when you start your group, they'll still be willing to go out and support other groups as well, too. That's pretty much the best way I can answer that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And then that will lead into a question he had posed earlier. And basically he was asking, why start smaller groups when you can probably just collapse yourself into a larger group and make the larger group stronger? Why would you, I guess, be a standalone entity as a smaller group as opposed to joining a larger organization and working to help them make that organization stronger?
Morgan Dexter here. I'll take a crack at that. Basically, you have to remember that, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, all politics is local. Basically, you have to start these local grassroots groups and organizations, and then you can affect things on a national level. Another thing I'd like to say also is that a lot of times people think that staying in the closet is a way to, they can stay in the closet and still be productive. However, coming out of the closet is one of the easiest ways for people to start these meetup groups and start groups like BNOA, to come out of the closet and let people know first what you think and to be honest with yourself about what you believe or what you don't believe. I'm not advocating for anyone to come out and basically lose their job or lose their wife or their husband, et cetera. But each person who comes out makes it that much more easier to have one of these local groups and then to move on to bigger national issues and probably even world issues too. That'd be my answer to that. Anyone else? Derek, come on up.
Derek, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I don't even know who I'm speaking to, but anyway, Derek Buffet, I like to say, as far as working together, because I actually talk about this a lot, how different people doing different things, if they'd actually collaborate a lot more, you know, being able to come up with a larger pie than either one could do by themselves. It depends on what context you're actually speaking of. Because, like, a lot of times I hear people talk about, you know, why they're black organizations, why they're Asian organizations. Now, I believe these organizations themselves can't be part of, well, I'm not going to say can't be part of, but in order to really target their audience, they can't be consumed with a larger organization where they will be put to the back burner. So a lot of times if you're talking about, you know, how come an organization like BNOA isn't part of American Atheists, where their main focus isn't the same as what black non-believers of Atlanta will be going after. Their audience is going to be totally different from the American Atheist audience. So in that standpoint, I feel that they need to be separated in order to target their market and serve their market most efficiently. But in some cases, like if there's different organizations in the Atlanta area that have the same overall mission, then I definitely believe they should get together. Now, if it's like a Black Atheist of Atlanta and a black non-believer of Atlanta. In that case, you know, this we dealing with some clashing issues there. So I feel like that type of organization should be put together. But if they have the same overall common ground and they're trying to achieve the same thing, then in those cases, organizations should band together to achieve something greater than the sum of the parts.
Thank you. Very good.
I'm sorry, Kim, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I wanted to answer Terry Shedd's question. He just asked, so there are different focuses. And to answer that, yes, there are not just the groups that are focused on certain ethnic groups within the free thought organization or free thought race. That some are more social, some may be. So we within this movement, there are different focuses. It doesn't mean we can't come together and collaborate and work on projects. But yes, certain groups that, like Derek, Marcus, and they basically focus. They're focused, and that's not all. They're not wrong because we're not that, or we're not a movement that is specific. You're not supposed to just think that there's one way to solve a problem, or you know, there's many ways that we can work together and come from different points of view in order to get this thing rolling.
Excellent. Excellent. And that leads to another question that Terry had posted earlier. And basically, he was asking, is BNOA working with faith-based organizations in the community to bridge the gap in understanding? And, you know, while you answer that question, also, you know, but go ahead. You go ahead and answer that, and I'll follow it up.
And the answer to that question is yes, what our New Sunday Morning Initiative, one of the projects under that is called Shut Up and Clean. And what Shut Up and Clean is about is we're bringing the theists and the non-theists together where we're going to get together to do community service projects where this is the time to fade, this is the time to indoctrinate, proselytize, or whatever. That's just get the work done. And the Love Atlanta Foundation, I want to give a shout out to them. They are a religious-based organization. They are very religious when I say religious, but we're going to put aside where we stand at on the dogma issue to go out here and do work out here in Southwest Atlanta. So, yes, we are going to work with religious groups. We have a couple of other groups that are interested, but by no means, I do want to say this for the record, are we trying to pacify these groups. We're only looking for those who respect us the same way we respect them.
Excellent. Because I know not too long ago, Mandisa had a debate with a theist. And so I just wanted her to kind of expound on that a little bit and possibly put the link in the room so everyone can go out and take a listen to it.
Okay, before I do that, Kim, thank you very much. I would like to introduce Nico Evans, who is from the May Corp. From May Corp.
May Corporation.
May Corporation, who is Dominique's business partner. He has been very helpful, and we are very grateful for his assistance. He'd like to say a few words.
First of all, good afternoon to everybody. I'm glad to be a part as a supporting organization, a supporting person of the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. And like it was stated when we was at the Capitol, being someone who I consider myself omniversal because I believe in operating according to the principles of coexistence. You know, there's a reason why certain things exist, certain things work for certain people, certain things don't. And like it was revealed to me at that Capitol, it just came to me out of the blue. And Mandisa, those who were there remember that I had an epiphany that, you know, for those people who are still in the closet, who are atheists or non-believers and still are in the closet, please remember that you have a reason to exist. You all are the guardians and the defenders of logic, reason, and sound doctrine, sound research, not doctrine, sound research. And your job is to give these folks answers. Your job is to remind people of their birthplace, you know, to question everything that they're a part of. And when that came to me, I was so inspired And I'm proud to be a person that supports the Black non-believers of Atlanta because, you know, that lets us know that everybody's not out to argue and fight with everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, my thing is that, you know, we're all here to coexist. The thing is that, you know, do not, you know, impose your beliefs on others. That's one of the reasons why I'm no longer Christian, because I got tired of these fears trying to impose their beliefs on other people when that may not be for everyone. You know, and everybody has their own birthright and how they want to evolve. That's your birthright inheritance. So one of the other things that I wanted to bring to attention, I know Dominique and I, we've been talking about it, but we were going to surprise Mandisa. Our company, the May Corporation USA, is working on plans to have the first annual conference of the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. And everybody in this room, you all will actually be involved with that for those who are interested, because I feel that it's important. This is something that is historical. Being born and raised in Atlanta, Dominique can also detest that there was never no such organization as this. And me coming from, you know, back older day, you know, I'm older than I look, still look good, though. But I think that this is very historical. It needs to be commended. The public needs to know, we as people of color, especially those of the next generation, need to know their options. I always say that there's a difference between choices and options. How can you make a sound choice when you was never aware of all of your options? And I think our community as a whole needs to know that they have options, and it is their birthright to walk in whatever belief or non-belief that they feel that is best for them. So I encourage all non-believers to come out, to stand up, and speak out, because you do have a purpose and a reason for your existence, and don't let anybody tell you any differently. You know, you open up a can of whoop ass if you have to, but don't let anybody tell you any different, okay? And
I love Miko. Do we have anyone else that has questions?
Yes. Ivory? Yes. I have two questions. The first one, I assume it'll be a shorter answer, but where do you see BNOA in 5 or 10 years?
Very good question. Yeah, thank you, Ivory. Hello. We definitely see ourselves as being an integral part of the community. We definitely want to have our own center established where we have like foundations and other, you know, even if we have other separate organizations that have been formed under us, then that's fine as well. I think probably Dominique can probably answer that question better than I can.
Well, I would think with the organization in 5 to 10 years, I definitely even see spinoff divisions of the group. I see to lead the chapters of BNOA, to where we'll have our college students being involved, going to the high schools, having the high school divisions of the organization, trying to definitely mobilize and energize the younger population. I would love for us to have something like the Fellowship of Reason, the Atlanta Freethought Society, where they have their own chapel, and given the state of some of these mega churches right now, we may start looking at getting our own former church and turn that into our community center, auditorium hall, assembly hall, where we can have events and stuff, where people can see that place where it's kind of be like a safe haven from religion. So there's a lot of things where the sky's the limit, and we definitely plan on utilizing technology, talking to a lot of the elders that have paved the way to that. You know, I remember back when there was no such thing like this, when you can even have a group like this. Definitely, and especially the South, definitely bringing them on as consultants and advisors to show us pretty much what some of the things that we can make sure that don't happen again.
So you expect atheism or free thought to be more widely accepted in 5 to 10 years? It will be. You mentioned college campuses and high school, especially high school, finding yourself in high school. I mean, even being gay right now is still taboo in your teenage years. So you expect it to be more widely accepted?
Absolutely, especially within the Black community. One of the places that we do. by that time, there should be no questions as to why you're an atheist, or, you know, not automatically assuming that everyone is a Christian or they go to.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are you there,
Maggie? I can hear you.
Okay. You had cut out for a second.
No, I'm Ivory.
Oh, okay. Yeah, their call dropped. Their call dropped. Well, they'll call back in, but in the meantime, let's play their commercial. Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta has a commercial. They're one of our sponsors today, so definitely. So,
don't believe in God? Questioning your faith and belief? Proud to be an atheist but are tired of that worn out does God exist debate? Well, you are not alone. Come join the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. We are a new organization that engages in social events, community service, and secular fellowship. You'll be amazed at how engaging and refreshing our activities are. With Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, we welcome all nonbelievers, regardless of sex, sexuality, gender identity, age, national origin, or race. We extend a caring embrace to all who wish to participate in exploring a meaningful, rational life. It doesn't matter if you're newly relieved of religion or a lifelong non-believer, you are welcome. We provide outreach to educate the public about the views of non-believers. If you are ready to leave religion altogether, we are the perfect group to usher you out. Learn more about us by visiting our website at blacknonbelievers.org. That's blacknonbelievers.org. We are growing by leaps and bounds. With us, we're good without God.
Excellent. That is fantastic. Well, hey, if that's not a welcome, I don't know what is. That was
a very good commercial.
Phenomenal. That was the first time... you know, we've played their commercial, and I see the response. I see you all liked it as well. And we have Terry and Ivory on the line, and we thank them for calling
good morning,
in. Everybody. Thank you for the support.
Thanks, Terry.
And let's see here. Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta is back on the line. We love your commercial, guys.
Yeah, that was, wow. How much did that cost? No, I'm kidding. I do have two questions for you. Am I good? I don't know if Ivory wanted to go first or not. Go ahead, Ivory. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Somebody's calling in the line. I'm sorry.
I don't know if Ivory wanted to ask a question first, if she was on the line or not.
Yes. Who's speaking, by the way?
It's the one and only Terry.
I'm sorry?
The one and only Terry.
Oh, okay. The other question, well, I guess, was for Mandisa. Again, it was for anyone with children, but I'm assuming Mandisa is the only one married with children. How do you and your husband raise free-thinking children in such a area of non-tolerance? How do they go to school with other children mentioning God or some type of theist themes? What do you tell your children?
Can you all still hear us?
Yep.
All right, cool. We actually have a couple of parents in the room, so we may do a round robin with that. But we know that we had a technical difficulty earlier when Mika was asking the question about the media attack and about us.
Yes, please answer. Go ahead.
Going to get that back on the air, then we'll go ahead and answer the parental question.
Like I was saying earlier, that with the many intellectual people that is actually on board with BNOA, and by BNOA actually partnering with Dominique's company, the 10th Amendment Media Group, that's why they've selected him to be there in charge of all media. They're also being educated and trained on how to approach media when it comes to certain, quote, attacks. They can attack if they're there. But like I said, with the amount of wisdom and intellect that is in this group, they don't stand a chance, okay, because we have a lot of people that's coming out of, that are also still coming out of the theist movement or coming out of religion. A lot of people have also been hurt by religion. So I think the other party needs to really, they need to really watch themselves if you really want to think about it. So we really are not concerned about that because we know that, you know, we understand, I think Birth Defect just put up another post, your area and non-tolerance, ATL is the heart of the Bible Belt. Yes, keep in mind, Dominique, myself, and some others, we're born and raised here. So we're used to all of this, you know. Now imagine men of us like myself that grew up Southern Baptist, but yet I came out, you know what I'm saying, you know. So, and keep in mind that anybody, what I love about the title of this group, when they use the term non-believers, that is really inclusive because anybody that challenges the status quo, you can even be a Christian, but if you question a lot, and if you do anything to come against the status quo, then you're considered a heretic, and you're considered an outcast there. So, you know, that's what I love about the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, is that they made it very inclusive. You may have some members who are majority atheists, but you have maybe a few agnostics. You have a few of those who are actually coming out, some who may be metaphysical, and, you know, some who are like spiritual atheists, what have you, but you have a lot. And so I think that with the amount that we have already, I think, you know, that's not really going to be a problem because we have a lot of people who don't have any fear, and that's what I love about this group.
Excellent.
Okay,
excellent.
Go ahead. Okay, so Ivory's question about how do we raise free-thinking and non-believing atheist children, because I'm already one, that's not necessarily a problem. I just pretty much teach them life lessons. They learn it just without any of the religious indoctrination. One thing I always say is, and to the people who think that you have to believe in a higher being in order to get morality, there are a lot of children's programs, books, TV shows. You can get inspiration from some of anywhere. And I just think that once people start recognizing that that is not the only form of morality and life lessons, then this process would get better. I personally do not... I try to regulate what my children watch, but not in accordance with any religious or hang-ups that I may or would have had. I don't have any. So I allow them to learn a certain things for themselves, see certain things for themselves, and because now this is crucial. This is a crucial time in their lives, even from when they were born, that there are certain choices that they're going to have to make and certain things they're going to have to do do for themselves. And they have to think for themselves. And so,
have they been receptive to your teachings, Mandisa?
Yeah, we love it. I'm just pretty much your parent. You know, we definitely make sure our children get. My daughter is pretty much a straight A student. We have not raised her on religion at all, and she's very much aware of what we're doing here at BNOA as well. So, yeah, they do. We let them watch some of anything within reason.
How do you keep them from being religious outcasts among other children? Certainly, there are other parents who invite your children to church or some type of religious function. How do you keep them from being kind of those kids, you know, of the community?
Well, this is Tim Paulus here. And my children, well, they're allowed to go. Because the thing is, what you don't want to do, you don't want to indoctrinate. And you want them to, I teach them what I know, just like religious parents teach their children what they know. And the thing is that they have a choice. And I always say that logic will lead us to the same place. So, therefore, when given the choice between magic and reality, most children will choose reality. So...
That's the last of my questions. Thank you.
Okay.
So is it my turn? Am I good? Am I on?
Yes. Please, go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, so first of all, where are you guys marketing that commercial? Is it like you got it like in Atlanta on the radio or TV? Or...
The commercial's been broadcasted already on the Exceptional Radio Network. It's airing around a lot of our shows right now at exceptionalradio.com.
We're also reaching out to other people, such as Black Freethinkers Radio and other non-believers talk shows, to where we're trying to see if we can get that commercial ran during their shows. And right now we've got a lot of requests out there that are just pending right now, so we're waiting for people to get back with us, and that's one thing that we're using to push the organization. Ultimately, we'll be doing PSAs, where we'll be kind of doing different service announcements, so where it will still push the organization, but also get the message out there. We do know that some people kind of feel that well, I don't run free ads around my shows and whatnot. So we have another method that we'll try to do to get that ad going around other radio shows out there.
You talk too fast. You remind me of a preacher, but I got you. So my next question was being from Atlanta, what are you guys doing to reach the HIV AIDS community or to affect it?
HIV AIDS community?
Right. Especially in Atlanta. I know it's pretty high.
So yeah, there's a lot of things that are pretty high down here, especially in the country. The STD. What things that we'll be doing on the service end with that is collaborating with some of the organizations that do AIDS HIV testing. And not only with this testing, we also start doing more education that engages in preventative measures. Because right when somebody has it, it's kind of a little too late to tell them, oh, don't do that. So we have to also focus on trying to lower the numbers and letting people know if you want to do it.
I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off. Is this what you want to do, or is this what you're doing currently?
This is one thing that's going on currently under the new Sunday Morning Initiative.
Okay. I was asking, what are you doing currently, if anything, or what do you plan to do in the future?
So you want something that's in the future?
I mean, yeah, if you weren't doing anything right now, what did you plan to do in the future? I mean, I think we can pretty much agree what we collectively need to do, you know what I mean? But I was just wondering what your plan was as an organization, or what you were doing as an organization currently.
But we just answered that question, where we tell you that we're doing that under the Sunday Morning Initiative, and whereas once again, like we told people, that we only can do so much as who we are, and I hope that the same challenge is being put out there not only to our group, but other groups as well. We are going to do some things where we're already doing stuff with working with organizations on preventive measures, or trying to get medications out there. But at the same time, that's not really a heavy focus with us. Maybe it should be, but we have our hands full with so much other stuff.
Yeah, I probably should go to the website too to read, because I haven't been to the website. But I ask you questions all day, but I won't grill you like that. But so let's say, no, it's cool, that's cool, I support you. But let's say I really supported you, and I say, hey, man, I want to go ahead and just support you guys financially. Who can I talk to, or where can I make a donation? Got PayPal? Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me, Terry?
Yeah.
You can email us at blacknonbelievers@yahoo.com. And
all right.
I'm sorry.
We'll get that hooked up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's all I have for you.
Personally. So, and I do respond to all of them.
Yeah, I know
so
you do.
Will get
all right.
Absolutely.
That's all I got for you right now. See you in the chat room. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, Ms. Kim.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I wanted to go back to the debate that you mentioned that I participated in, which was very interesting to say the least. It is entitled Christian versus Atheist Debate on YouTube. His name is Barack Obama, and he is really cool guy, and I appreciate him giving the opportunity for us to participate in this debate. And Ayanna Watson from Black Atheists of America participated in a subsequent debate. It was very, you know, very interesting. It was good for us to kind of engage and get our name out there, and, along with the other media outlets, because I think YouTube is a media outlet as well. So if you want to look it up, look up Christian versus Atheist Debate, or just type in my name, Andisa Thomas, and you should be able to find it. And also, please support the You Are Not Alone campaign.
Please make your videos and upload them to let other non-believers know that they are not alone out there.
Exactly, exactly. Definitely not alone. And, you know, we just thank you guys because we've been working together on that campaign. And, you know, we're starting to, you know, pick up a little steam. And that's absolutely fantastic because definitely we want to let people know that they're not alone. There are other people out here that believe or have non-belief such as themselves and that, you know, they do have a support base, a support mechanism. But going back to you guys, and I thank you for that. I appreciate it. And going back to you guys, you know, your upcoming tour, you know, eventually you all are putting that together that you're going to visit other cities throughout the South, Southeast, and possibly other places as well. So would you like to speak on that?
Well, when it comes to the tour, and I make sure I speak slower this time, when it comes to the tour, that's something that is being developed, where we're looking at different cities in the Southeast, particularly the Bible Belt, where we can try to at least reach out to, first we'll try to see if there are other black organizations in existence, see if we can kind of get them on board, say we're coming to your town, or even look at other free thought groups to where we're going to be doing different events. We know we do have some musicians such as Graydon Square, and there's another one, I'm not sure if he's fully out yet, so I won't say his name at this point. To see if they're willing to do some kind of events out here, such as concerts, performances, maybe a one-day seminar or conference or even live broadcast of radio shows to go out here to these cities to try to at least get these other folks engaged. So that's still in the development phase at this point. So our details are kind of a little sketchy as we're trying to see what's feasible, what's not, and to see what cities we go to. So if there's any people out there that has the city, they definitely think we need to come to, and I saw Birmingham mentioned earlier. Definitely email us at blacknonbelievers@yahoo.com. That's blacknonbelievers@yahoo.com. And definitely tell us about your city and see how we can work with you on trying to get that city on the tour and see facilities and places that we can go and see how we can make that happen. So that'll be happening sometime spring, summer quarter of next year.
Excellent, excellent. That's very good because, yeah, definitely you put that out there and the people can contact you so that, you know, you can meet up and establish rapport with some of the other black free thought groups and other just free thought groups in general. So as you go out and you tour, you know, you can make it like a collective effort so that you'll kind of have an idea. So as you all make your maps and, you know, set your calendars, that you have something to look forward to and the people will know that you're coming. And, again, building relationships, you know, networking. So that's why I definitely wanted them to know about that, even though, you know, you're still working on it. But that's just kind of get the word out there so that people will, you know, kind of get a heads up and know what you all are intending to do and what you're trying to do and so that you can make other connections so that when that does happen, you'll have other people that you can work in conjunction with. So that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, excellent. So what's coming up next weekend for you guys? Do you all have something on the calendar?
Next week, we will be participating in the litter cleanup project, part of the Shut Up and Clean and the new Sunday morning initiative. I'm sorry, I'm just still laughing at that title. but we will be participating in cleaning up on the highway in Southwest Atlanta with the Love Foundation.
With Love Atlanta Foundation.
Love Atlanta Foundation. Sorry, thank you. And hopefully from there we'll see how this goes and partnering with these other organizations will show that, you know, we look just like everyone else. You know, this is one thing I'm proud of is that we are just putting an everyday face to not just atheists in general, but especially black atheists and non-believers. Because there's a tendency to picture us in, you know, in a way, you know, like I said, we think they may be babies and they have fangs or whatever. We may dress a certain way, and we don't. We are just like everyone else.
Exactly. Exactly. That is great. That's fantastic. You know, and, you know, definitely, you know, there are times when I just wish I was in Atlanta so I can come to some of these events that you all have, because one thing I must say is that you all definitely, you have your support base there, and you all are one big family, and you're very welcoming to other people. You know, I have people inboxing me, and I send them over your way, which you already know that, and, you know, you all are making a great impact, a great impact. There are a lot of people out there that are definitely, you know, supporting you guys, and that's fantastic, fantastic. I just see good things happening, a lot of great things happening to your organization, and you already know if there's anything I can do to assist, just definitely let me know. Definitely let me know. And so basically, you know, how can I put it? Do you have any words of encouragement to anyone who's listening today that may be on the fence? You know, they definitely want to come out as a non-believer or a free thinker, but, you know, they're a little scared. Are there any words of encouragement that you would like to give them?
Mario Dorsey. I think I would mainly like to say that think about this. You really, really are not alone. This is pretty much as simple as that, but the idea is that we've all had doubts. I remember starting out from not knowing what I didn't believe, to knowing I didn't believe, to being certain that I didn't believe, to fully expressing it. And from there, just the ball just keeps rolling. You're not the only one with doubts. You're not the only one with questions. You're not the only one looking at things with a WTF expression on your face. You're not the only one looking at the Bible and wondering why this makes sense and why we're still following this. The key to that is just reaching out and letting other people know who you are. I mean, Facebook is a great medium. It has really helped us really meet a lot of people. You know, we're slowly expanding into Google Plus. So there are people out there. There are a lot more people out there than you may think who have tried or are shedding the shackles of Christianity, Islam, and other religions, and finally waking up to the fact that live or die, stand or fall, this is your life and you have control over it. I'm a cosmic puppet master. So the best thing you can do is attempt to reach out to us. I mean, the email address is on I'm pretty sure it's on your page, Kim, and then you have Kim herself. You know, she's on Facebook, Mandy's on Facebook, Dom's on Facebook, everybody's on Facebook, the names are out there, the organization is out there. All you have to do is reach out to us and we'll do our best from there.
Audience might be anyone else audience that would like to offer
Well, it's Aaron again, Andy Hero. Like you said, like everybody's saying, you're not alone. It's hard, especially being black in the black community, coming out, being atheist. But you got people fighting for you every day, rooting for you, so they'll support you. I found friends in this group. Before January, I didn't even know we had a black atheist group in Atlanta, or black non-believers. I was shocked when I was added to the group, but I'm glad I'm part of the group. So we are here. So just come on out.
Derek can say, some of the things I'd like to say to anybody thinking about coming out is, first of all, you don't have to go against everything religion. Somebody says God bless you, if somebody says other things, you don't have to be like some sort of, I don't know, just like you don't have to. Yeah, somebody said, I don't know if you say that on the radio. I don't know what type of radio this is. But, you know, you don't have to be a butthole. So just be a human being. I mean, for me, I put up on the group that, you know, I've said to many black people that, you know, hey, I'm an atheist, and I don't get any horror stories. But first of all, I like to say when I tell people this, I don't come at it from a sense that it's a bad thing. Because people use your reaction to basically kind of figure out how they should react. If you're confident in yourself, then a lot of times other people are going to be more confident in you
or, you know, your thoughts. They might not agree with you. I got plenty of people who don't agree with me, but they can respect me for the person who I am. So overall, if you're thinking about coming out, like I said, you don't have to just be, like, atheist all the time, like, you know, just letting everybody know. If it comes up in conversation, if somebody asks, you know, what church you go to, I'll let them know, hey, I don't go to church and I'm an atheist. And then, you know, they can respect it because they might try to get me to come be figuring, you know, that that's going to be the thing that converts me because I haven't been to their church and heard their pastor. But, I mean, overall, it's just, you know, being yourself and overall just being you. That's what I have to say. Just be you, be the same person you were and, you know, keep it moving.
I agree with that 100%, Derek. And one of the other aspects of why we created, you know, a black group is because, and to be honest, and this is not trying to knock the other groups or what have you, but really a lot of the meetings and whatnot tend to be boring. And, you know, we are a very lively group. I myself am very much a hip-hop fan. Yeah, if y'all not my Facebook friends, y'all would know that. I mean, but definitely, I mean, you are my Facebook friends. You know that I'm very much into music, especially hip-hop. And so, like Derek said, atheism is not the only thing. It is incidental to my life. It always has, you know, pretty much always has been, because I've always been the type of person who questioned and who was outspoken. So, you know, and most of us are, we like to have fun. You know, we like to, some of us like to go out and party. You know, we just like to, we just want to chill out and relax. And that really, we really, really need to show that side of us overall in the free thought community. You know, it's, we don't have to, it doesn't always have to be on the subject of what we are, what we don't like about religion. You know, there's a lot of it to make fun of, and we do. We do quite a bit. So it's okay to, you know, just chill. We're not here to follow a mold.
Excellent. Excellent. Because, I mean, I believe most of us can identify as being nonconformist to a certain degree. And I believe that's one of the things or one of the reasons why many of us have accepted and expressed our free thought, because we saw the status quo. We saw what was happening, and we knew something wasn't right. And, you know, even when we would vocalize that, at least in my experience, I would vocalize what I saw that was wrong within the religious community, and I would be told that, you know, I'm seeing it with, you know, carnal eyes as opposed to spiritual eyes, and all kind of ways to justify whatever they were doing. And I just knew that it was not normal behavior. And one of the issues with me is I refused to conform. I refused to adhere to the group thing. I just absolutely refused. And so I think that's what makes us individuals. That is what makes us unique. And, you know, whoever is out there, if you're thinking differently than everyone else, please understand, there's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And many of the people who are going along with the groupthink or the social conformity, they think something is wrong too, but they're just going along to get along. And don't let them discourage you. Continue to be an individual. Continue to be yourself. There are people out here like us and many other people who are willing to help you, willing to support you, willing to give you the resources and education needed so that you can grow as an individual. And it's just important that you know that, again, you're not alone. There are many of us here. If we can't answer your questions or help you, we definitely will direct you to someone or some organization that can. But you have to open your mouth and let us know that you have these questions, that you have these needs. We can't help you if we don't know anything about it. So, again, you have blacknonbelievers@yahoo.com. You can email them. You can email me, blackfreethinkers@gmail.com. You can find us both on Facebook, as well as we have the Google Plus accounts, and we'll have to post the links for that on our pages a little bit later. But, yeah, please feel free to join in. Please feel free to contact any of us. You have Mario. You have Dominique. You have Morgan, Aaron, you know, just a host of people that you can contact. And when I say that we're open and honest, you know, we definitely are, and we're receptive. So please feel free, you know, let us know what's happening with you in your life. If you just need someone to talk to, we're here for that as well. Correct, Mandisa?
That is correct, Kim. Any questions that you have, any suggestions for us, if you are, please join our online forums, Meetup, Facebook. There is, we do scrutinize who we let in the group because there have been some concerns recently, but for the most part, we have a very open and engaging atmosphere. We have a lot of fun. I mean, it is really, we have a great group. I'm very happy with our direction and where we're going. And I just have to thank you, Kim, and as well as all of our members, because without you, we wouldn't be here. And please know that if there are any concerns or questions that you have, please contact myself, Mario, Morgan, or Dominique, or JP. We are very, very easy to talk to. And also, just to add, like Dominique said earlier, we are starting our merchandise. We have some here. You know, I ordered a few just to see how they would look, and they look great. There is a picture on Facebook. And so we will be network with and also support each other.
Excellent. And when we had lost connectivity earlier, I kind of, you know, open the doors for you guys a little bit. I had told everyone, you know, something that we had discussed before, that they do not necessarily have to live in Atlanta to be a part of your organization, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. So, yeah, I was just letting them know that you all were expanding your organization and that people in other cities and states definitely can become a member, and, you know, you all are receptive to that, and that you're welcoming that. That's what you want to do, that you want to expand to other places as well, and that just falls in line with, you know, some of the other things that we discussed earlier. So I just wanted to reiterate that so people will know that, you know, that they can contact you guys and they can be a member of your organization, and, you know, you can help them if they're trying to start something in their city so that, you know, we can all work together, because I definitely would support them as well, especially if they're in a Chicago area. So I believe you all have some closing remarks.
At this time, if there's anyone, I'd like to open that up to anyone in the audience if they'd like to say anything in closing. For the show, once again, we appreciate the opportunity to be broadcast live on the Black Freethinkers Blog Talk Radio Show. This is a very exciting opportunity for us to have online listeners and people from around the country attend one of our meetings, because you are in attendance. So if anyone here has any closing remarks, please let me know. Otherwise, I'll know. Oh, we got one.
I'm Jacques Carter, and I just want to say that all atheists are not angry. We're not just these mean people. But if people run across them, it's understandable. If you've been lied to for 20, 30 plus years, and like an animal trapped in a cage, you come out, you wow, you're angry, you're pissed. So you don't want to run across pissed off people like, I can't stand, I hate Chris, I hate them. But, you know, just let them calm down. They'll be okay, but all atheists are not mean. We're not angry. We're happy. We're cool people. Get to know us. We're just like everybody else. We just don't believe in heaven and hell and the sky daddy.
I love it.
Anybody else? Anybody else? No one want to say anything as the show closes out? Got Mr. Jerome Sindel coming back up to the front desk.
I'll just say, you know, as black atheists and non-believers, we're here, we're growing, and we're not going anywhere.
And for anybody who has any misgivings about coming out and expressing, you know, their true beliefs, that they, you know, have questions about Christianity or Islam or religion and such, just know that, it, you know, you look through history and whatever heroes you've been taught to, you know, look fondly upon, whether they be, you know, George Washington or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or Elijah Muhammad or anybody else. These are all people, regardless of what they believed in, but they're people who took a stand against something.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke up for what they believed in. They endured a lot of ridicule.
Yes.
People were murdered, you know, and they didn't fear that. They stood up and said, this is what I believe, and I'm fighting for what I believe in, and I believe this is right. We're willing to take a stand and endure whatever came towards them. Those of us who have come out against this, you know, as atheists, have taken a stand and say that, you know, we don't believe in Christianity, we don't believe in religion, and we're willing to endure whatever comes our way because we're tired of being brainwashed and, you know, doing what everybody else tells us to do rather than what we want to do. So for anybody who has any questions, just, you know, find that inner strength within you to know that you're not alone, that there are other people who have done what you should be doing and they survived it, and that in order for change to occur, people have to endure some kind of hardship. And, you know, society will never progress if people just stand by and let, you know, everybody else run the show and keep the status quo going. Somebody has to be willing to take a stand for what's right and just say that whatever comes, comes, but at least I can look in the mirror and say that I had some dignity and I stood up for what I believed in. So just know you're not alone and we're there to support you.
Yeah. Thank you. That was awesome.
Excellent.
And one of the things I like to say is that, you know, if you have doubts, that's understandable. It's an incredible story to believe if, you know, religion gives you. So if you have doubts, like I say, you have the better stance being a questioner. So you know, we're here to bridge the gap between all the contradictions between what you learn in school and what you learn in church.
For you.
Jesus.
Excellent.
Oh, I got the finger phone. I got it all for you, brother. Woo! Give it off.
We got an angry atheist here. Before that one up. More than that, I'm just going to emphasize that just because the name of the group is Black Non-Believers of Atlanta doesn't mean that we're just new to black people in Atlanta. We're not the black version of the KKK where we're excluding certain people. You know, you can be any color, we're a worldwide organization. You can be any color and communicate and socialize with us. You can be anywhere in the world and join the group and kick back, talk to us, or even when you come into town, hang out with us. You know, we're a very social group. We're not one of these groups that just want to stay online and chit-chat. We want people to come on out and do stuff with us and have a good time.
Excellent.
I'm going to hand it back to Mandy.
All right, Kim, I think that closes us out for the online session. So, again, appreciate the opportunity to be able to broadcast our meeting today on the show to give everybody a chance to see how we interact, what we do and how festive we are.
Excellent, excellent. We thank you all for coming, you know, to the show today. And definitely, you know, you all have a full house there, and that's fantastic. And it was definitely, you know, a privilege and an honor to hear everybody's voices and their contributions to the conversation here. And like I said, I see a lot of wonderful things coming up, you know, with you guys. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. And, you know, we've already discussed it, but, you know, I'm also, you know, a long-distance member of Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, and I'm proud to be one. So I'm just really happy that, you know, we're definitely working together and we're moving forward. A lot of good things are going to happen and come from this. So thank you. You know, I thank you all again for, you know, coming on the show.
all of your information. Again, they can find it, and you posted the link to the site. You have more information out there. And, guys, all of you, thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the work that you're doing and the future work that's coming from your organization. So on that note, we will close out the show. But, again, you're definitely not alone, and we're going to close it out with your commercial one more time because I really enjoyed that.
Don't believe in God? Questioning your faith and belief? Proud to be an atheist but are tired of that one out does God exist debate? Well, you are not alone. Come join the Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. We are a new organization that engages in social events, community service, and secular fellowship. You'll be amazed at how engaging and refreshing our activities are. With Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, we welcome all nonbelievers, regardless of sex, sexuality, gender identity, age, national origin, or race. We extend a caring embrace to all who wish to participate in instilling a meaningful, rational life. It doesn't matter if you're newly relieved of religion or a lifelong non-believer, you are welcome. We provide outreach to educate the public about the views of non-believers. If you are ready to leave religion altogether, we are the perfect group to usher you out. Learn more about us by visiting our website at blacknonbelievers.org. That's blacknonbelievers.org. We are growing by leaps and bounds. With us, we're good without God.
Excellent, excellent. And we thank them for coming out today to our show and allowing us to host their general meeting. It was very informative. So you guys definitely get out there and support them and contact them. I would like to thank all of the participants. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room, everyone who's listening to the archives or will listen to the archives. You know, again, we appreciate you. And, again, this is Kim from Black Free Thinkers, where we are here to challenge you to live and think for yourself, not convert you. You all have a great weekend. Take care.